Oh, come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real, and this is the Two Wisdom Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty that we're doing on today. Now, before we get into the reading of the week, we're going to pause for prayer. Again, if you require prayer, would like to be put on the prayer list, or anything, or want to contact the ministry to be a musician or artist on the show, as well as to discuss anything that you're unsure about, email jhomorg1@gmail.com. That's jhomorg1@gmail.com. And that's just the number one. And we will definitely respond back to you. And if you need prayer, we'll be praying for you on the show. Everybody, we're pausing right now for prayer. I want to summons the Holy Spirit, calling on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we pray to our mighty Father. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your throne of grace and mercy that we can freely come to through Your Son, Jesus Christ, which You gave for forgiveness of our sins. Thank You for always looking down upon Your children and having grace and mercy upon us. Even though we're going through just for a little while, we know that our hope lies in You, Lord, and You are a righteous Lord that will never forsake us children. Lord, we are struggling down here financially, spiritually, emotionally. We need your help. Please send your band of angels to surround your children and protect us from the darts of the enemy. When we are too weak to hold up our breastplate of righteousness, our breastplate of faith, a helmet of righteousness, when we're too weak to put on our armor, Lord, be that armor for us. Lord, we're asking that you release us from the grips of the evil one. Free us from the depths and destruction of this life. This we plead in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God will listen to our prayers. When we're unable to do something, this is when we talk to him. And prayer is just simply talking to God. Thanking him first for being who he is. Thanking him for what he has already done. Giving honor to Christ. And then presenting your petition. That is the formula for prayer. All right, everyone. We're going to start rolling into the show. First, we're going to go to the reading, which is coming from James, the third chapter, the 19th. Oh, no, I'm going to go the 13th through the 18th verse. And it talks about the two kinds of wisdoms. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. The world is chaotic. There's a lot of confusion and chaos going on. Not only in the world, but in our personal lives. Whether it be with family, friends, jobs. That's just chaos and confusion. God is not the author of confusion. You find that in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter the 33rd verse. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So when you have chaos and confusion, you know that it's being orchestrated by Lucifer, not by God. And with that, I'm going to go to Romans, the 16th chapter, 17 to the 27th verse. It says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause division and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teachings you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, by smooth talk and flattery that deceive the minds of the naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. All of this is breaking down to say that, you know, we have to understand that as we're learning the ways of God, as we're learning his word, that we are to stay away from all this confusion and chaos and strife. It's just the devil. It's demonic. We have to use the wisdom that was given to us from heaven, which is pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit. Not dealing with selfish ambition, which will will lead only to disorder. We said that God is not the author of confusion. So you have to understand that we have to not only be able to identify those who cause division and put obstacles in the way, because they're against everything Christ taught us. It's things that don't bring peace, and when it doesn't bring peace, we know that every evil thing is happening amongst that. So we need to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. And when it says innocent about it, that doesn't mean naive. That just means we don't deal with it. We don't get involved in it as children of God. We leave it alone because we know it's not from God, and we're only supposed to deal with things of God. We're only supposed to think on good things. When you're faced with situations like that, get away. Walk away. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, but that's when you go to God and say, in your word, it says not to stay around. Help me to walk away. And he will. We're going to leave this for right now. We're going to come back and discuss it a little bit more. I'm going to let it marinate with me too, because you know the Holy Spirit always gives me stuff to say after the first reading. If you're listening to the show, you know this already. So we're going to come back, of course, and get back into the reading of the Word of God. But we're going to start kicking the show off. First up on the mic is going to be Testimony by Frizon Hayes, everybody. And here we go.
Testimony that I got to tell you.
The Lord has done for me.
Oh,
right, that was Fazan Hayes with Testimony, everybody. And we're going to keep on rolling. Next up on the mic, it's Awesome by Cooley the Nazareth. And here we go.
Awesome. Awesome. Check. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it counts to. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it counts to. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome, yeah. He the one who run this, I ain't talking Allen Rossum. He paid the price upon that cross, his life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes glossed him, dirty mouths lost him, dirty spirits bossed him, now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this altar call, cause God has been so good to y'all. Us, me, we, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it counts to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it counts to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Ain't my Savior strong?
No loud.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song. He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no hues of green. So that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means. Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it costs. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it costs. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome, awesome.
All right, that was Cooley the Nazareth with Awesome, everybody. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And speaking of Sister Poochie, it is time for the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix for the week. Truth, Gospel Truth Mix is what it's called, everybody. And the rules for the mixes is... For my mix and the mix by resident DJ Shaheem that's coming up on the deck is that we are giving God praise, glory, honor for whatever he has done good for you in your life. We're just praising him for just being God. We're just giving Christ honor for just being Christ. And it's just worshiping the Holy Spirit for 15 or so minutes. The second part is to find a message that is embedded in the mix based on the songs and the words that are being said, because within these mixes is a ministry within itself. So I'm sorry, I'm dragging, you know, I'm going to pause. I am dragging so much today. I need to give praise and thanks to my Heavenly Father for lifting my body up and lifting my mind to let me come to you yet again to spread His glorious word. That is an honor and a privilege, no matter what I have to go through. All right, everybody, so that's what I'm going to be praising about. Find your praise, and let's do this. Everybody, it's Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that was Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. Catch your breath, catch your breath, catch your breath. We're going to go back to the reading of the word, the reason that we are here. We're going to first start off with James, the third chapter, the 13th to the 18th verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility, and that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and self-ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. And if we go to Romans, the 16th chapter, the 17th through the 20th verse, it reads, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause division and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teachings you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites by smooth talk and flattery that deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. And if we go to 1 Corinthians, it simply just says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. That's 1 Corinthians 14, chapter the 33rd verse. All this is going to say, you know, not much for me to read. I want you to read, and pray about this. It is clearly telling you to stay away from confusion and strife. It is not from God. You have to have wisdom that is from heaven and not earthly wisdom. And you have to keep away from people that are not serving our Lord Christ. And if, you know, in James, it tells you clearly that the wisdom that comes from heaven is pure, peace-loving, confident, considerate, self-submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. And the other spirit, of course, is harbors envy and self-ambition and it's unearthly and it's unspiritual and it's demonic. So identify which wisdom you are falling under. Ask God for wisdom. He will give you heavenly wisdom. He said anyone who asks for wisdom will receive it. So it's just important that you know and understand the difference between godly wisdom and demonic wisdom. It's important that you know to stay away from those things that cause division and is contrary to what you're being taught. And always remember that our God is not the author of confusion. So if this confusion exists, it is of Satan. Those are the things I want you to walk away from. Those are the things I want you to meditate on and pray about and ask God for understanding and to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. All right, next up on the mic, we're going to do a little spiritual piece, Love or Hate, because it's all about love, people. Here we go.
Souls, but who's walking to the light? We play in the dark, we lost sight. Going to town, it's not an option. I stay in a fight, going against the grain. They think I'm insane. I look at life different, I got some new frames. Off the roller coaster, I'ma walk a straight line. My actions do the talking, I ain't wasting no time. I got a strong man, it's like on steroids. Flexing on these haters, make them paranoid. Keep on moving, maintain niggas' life, I do enjoy. One life to live, boy, what you do with your time? Don't waste your time, boy, I gotta live life with a strong man. So many goals to follow, so many things to choose. You gotta stay off in your lane, you snooze, you lose. Ain't no beating around the bush, the truth I push. Give it to you, hope you take it in this world. Gonna hate that I made love, I really give you love. That's what it's gonna take to change this world we're in. A lot of people fake, caught up in the trends and the day to day. I can give you love, I really give you love. That's what it's gonna take, but it's to change this world we're in. A lot of people fake, caught up in the trends and the day to day. Speaking at your neck without thinking first, talk with with your emotions. When you feel hurt, say you put God first, but your motive stirs. Real knowledge need a nurse. Self-inflicted pain, man-made gain, make a change. Trying to keep up with the trends, got you looking like a dummy, talking like a dummy. Say your soul for the money. I can hardly talk to people nowadays. Why? Cause they funny. I give you soul food, but you want nugget cookies. I give you real life, you looking for a movie. I know it gets hard sometimes. Keep your head up, feel like you losing your mind. Keep your head up, sometimes it gets hard to trust. Keep your head up, God got a plan for us. Keep your head up, I give you love, hope you take it in. Hit your knees, repent again, God got your back to the very
I
end.
Love, yeah. I rather give you love, and that's what it's gonna take. To change this world we're in, a lot of people fail. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day. I can give you love, I rather give you love, yeah, that's what it's gonna take. That's what it's to change this world we're in, a lot of people fail. Caught up in the trends, and the day to day.
All right, everybody, that is Love or Hate by Spiritual Peace. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. I encourage you to go to our website, jhom.org. That's jhom.org. And download our free smartphone app. Check out what we do. Listen to the shows. Get that free smartphone app. It has a full-length Bible as well as videos for me and access to the mixes and bonus mixes as well. All right, everybody. If you have prayer requests, jhomorg1@gmail.com. I hope you caught your breath. It's time for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's gospel mix for the week. Everybody, the same rules apply. Get up off your feet. Let's give God some praise. Listen for the message. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
I eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. 'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing, yeah. Get ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. See, food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me, 'cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. Look, he was trying to pull me down, I leveled up, up. Leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
When Jesus said, on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say.
Jesus, we lift your name on high.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaim.
DJ, DJ Shaheen with the Gospel House mix for the week, everybody. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I want to tell you all, thank you so much for listening all of these years, all of these many times, all over the world. We appreciate it, and my prayers are always with you, that God keeps you and perfect peace. Everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always do with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.